Now we are ready to start. Hi, Angela. You look so busy and worried. Is everything all right?
Oh, Thomas, hi. Yes, everything's better than all right. We are going to the mountains tomorrow.
To the mountains? For a skiing holiday?
Yes. Are you jealous?
It looks like I have a good reason to feel envious. I've never been to a ski resort.
Neither have I.
We've been to a country house a couple of times, but usually my parents and I spend the winter holidays visiting our relatives, and there are a lot of them.
It's the same for us.
So, you are leaving tomorrow? By plane or by train?
In fact, my mum and I prefer trains, but it would take too long and the holidays are short. To save time, we are travelling by air.
Right. We usually enjoy travelling by car, but it's definitely not an option for you.
No, it's not. And I don't like it anyway. I often feel sick in the car.
I see.
There's one thing you know that makes me feel very worried.
Are you afraid of flying?
No, certainly not. The problem is my pet. Since everyone's leaving, there's no one at home to take care of my dog.
Oh, yes. I see your problem. For the same reason, we often have to take our cat with us when we travel.
But it's not easy when you travel by plane. And the hotel my parents reserved is not animal-friendly. It's funny. The hotel's called the White Dog. But they don't accept dogs.
I would take your dog home for the holidays, but my cat may be strongly against it. I once brought a hedgehog home, so my cat got really mad, and I had to return the hedgehog to the shop.
Yeah, I know.
Look, my aunt will be happy to take care of your dog, I'm sure.
Will she? What makes you so sure?
She loves dogs, but she can't adopt a puppy because she has to travel very often on business.
Yeah?
Wait, I'll text her right now and ask. Yes. She says yes. No problem. You can bring the dog any time after 6 p.m.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
If you want, I'll drop in the evening and we'll bring the dog to her place together.
Great plan. Thanks again.
It's nothing. And getting back to your trip, I never knew you could ski.
I can't, actually. It's going to be my first experience. My parents and my older brother can ski, though they are not pros in this sport either. As for me, I play basketball regularly and it's all I can do.
Oh, basketball is more than enough to keep fit.
And, Thomas, I'm really sorry, but I need to be off, I'm afraid. Right now. I still have lots of things to do before our departure tomorrow.
Oh, sure. And I'm dropping in around 7 p.m. to bring you and your dog to my aunt, right?
Yes. 7 p.m. is a perfect time. See you tonight, then.
See you. You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again. Hi, Angela. You look so busy and worried. Is everything all right?
Oh, Thomas, hi. Yes, everything's better than all right. We are going to the mountains tomorrow.
To the mountains? For a skiing holiday?
Yes. Are you jealous?
It looks like I have a good reason to feel envious. I've never been to a ski resort.
Neither have I.
We've been to a country house a couple of times, but usually my parents and I spend the winter holidays visiting our relatives, and there are a lot of them.
It's the same for us.
So, you are leaving tomorrow? By plane or by train?
In fact, my mum and I prefer trains. But it would take too long, and the holidays are short. To save time, we are travelling by air.
Right. We usually enjoy travelling by car, but it's definitely not an option for you.
No, it's not. And I don't like it anyway. I often feel sick in the car.
I see.
There's one thing you know that makes me feel very worried.
Are you afraid of flying?
No, certainly not. The problem is my pet. Since everyone's leaving, there's no one at home to take care of my dog.
Oh, yes. I see your problem. For the same reason, we often have to take our cat with us when we travel.
But it's not easy when you travel by plane. And the hotel my parents reserved is not animal-friendly. It's funny. The hotel's called the White Dog. But they don't accept dogs.
I would take your dog home for the holidays, but my cat may be strongly against it. I once brought a hedgehog home, so my cat got really mad, and I had to return the hedgehog to the shop.
Yeah, I know.
Look, my aunt will be happy to take care of your dog, I'm sure.
Will she? What makes you so sure?
She loves dogs, but she can't adopt a puppy because she has to travel very often on business.
Yeah?
Wait, I'll text her right now and ask. Yes. She says yes. No problem. You can bring the dog any time after 6 p.m.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
If you want, I'll drop in the evening and we'll bring the dog to her place together.
Great plan. Thanks again.
It's nothing. And getting back to your trip, I never knew you could ski.
I can't, actually. It's going to be my first experience. My parents and my older brother can ski, though they are not pros in this sport either. As for me, I play basketball regularly and it's all I can do.
Oh, basketball is more than enough to keep fit.
And, Thomas, I'm really sorry, but I need to be off, I'm afraid. Right now. I still have lots of things to do before our departure tomorrow.
Oh, sure. And I'm dropping in around 7 p.m. to bring you and your dog to my aunt, right?
Yes. 7 p.m. is a perfect time. See you tonight, then.
See you. This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers.